is Freaks Off Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
No, oops. It's the X.
Oops, you're right. The Pro XPN toll-free line. Yeah, I've been saying SACL CAI toll-free line for several years of my life.
This is an historic day.
It was actually Sunday, and so I screwed it up a bunch of times yesterday, too.
Oh, okay.
That's why I get paid the big bucks, Johnny Ray. Oh, wait, no, I don't. It's radio. So we'll talk to you about anything. That's the point of Free Talk Live. There's the toll-free line, and there's also Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We will allow you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the Tea Party. Somebody has actually done a poll about libertarians and their thoughts on the Tea Party. And you've got those numbers. I also was going to read some of the comments to the question that I asked, which is, this is a disturbing topic. And it's one that a lot of people have, and I think, legitimate questions about. And I don't know if libertarians have answers that will really be satisfying to people, because I think that when, you know, you talk about the issue of young people and sexuality, people get very, very uncomfortable in American society. You know, kids aren't supposed to be sexual. There's not supposed to be, you're not supposed to have sex until you're 18, or in some states, 16. And those statutory rape laws end up getting peaceful people who were consensually engaging in sexual activity with one another in big trouble. I mean, there are teenagers who are in prison in this country because they had sex. You know, like a teenage boy might have had sex with his teenage girlfriend, but she was 3 years too young or something like that, or 3 years younger than him, which put her under the age of consent, and bam, felony charges. Or teachers having sex with their students. Sure, it's unprofessional, but it's consensual. And people shouldn't go to prison for that. I mean, Mary-Kate Letourneau, kind of this classic example of a teacher having sex with a student, she went to prison, and when she got out of prison...
Right, they got married.
They got married. She had two children by this young man. And I think, didn't he knock her up while she was in jail or something? There was some other story where...
Sounds about right.
Where she had a baby, and then he got her pregnant again, even though she hadn't finished her sentence. I don't remember all the details. But clearly, these two people were in love with one another and were, strangely enough, committed to one another. This probably isn't very common at this age discrepancy, and certainly amongst young people in general, to have that level of commitment. But they had it. Did she really belong in prison in that case? Because, again, he didn't consider himself a victim. Other people consider him a victim. And I think that's where things get really difficult here, because when you talk about people that have a different culture, like, say, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that has this thing where young, very young girls, like pre-puberty girls, are married off to old men, a lot of people are going to look at that and say there's something wrong there. But that's not your culture. That's not your belief system. That's not how you were raised. These people think that's what God wants them to do. Now, maybe you disagree with that, but everybody can have disagreements about religion, except now sexuality is getting crossed in there, and people get very, very upset. So I asked the question, if there were no age of consent set by a violent monopoly, meaning the state, in what ways would society be able to creatively ostracize someone for doing indefensible sexual things with children? And Jennifer Gray says, as a mother, I'm unsure why you believe I'd allow for an offender against my child to be creatively ostracized if I caught them doing indefensible sexual things with my child. In fact, I think you'd have to figure out a way to creatively ostracize the mothers. I think that in that case, I think that a reality of doing indefensible things with children is that people aren't going to wait around for the courts to do something about it. I think some people are just going to do things to the offender. Hopefully, I don't advocate violence, but I understand that's how people feel about this. They feel, you know, personally injured. They feel like somebody is doing something horrible, and that something needs to happen. That something violent needs to happen to rectify that situation. I don't personally believe in violence to solve problems, but I understand why people feel so vehemently about this issue. So I think the reality would be you probably would have people getting violent in those circumstances. And I guess the biggest concern would be, do you have the right offender? Because if you're going to get violent with somebody, then you better hope that you're picking on the right person. You know what I mean? That you haven't gone after somebody who didn't do it and treated them as though they had done it and did some violence to them. Of course, the state does this all the time. They lock up innocent people all the time on the say-so of police officers or, you know, the alleged victims in some of these cases. Because if somebody says, Johnny Ray raped me, and there's no actual proof, that can be a really nasty situation in a courtroom where if the person is young, if the person is female or just, you know, young male or whatever, they might be believed over you. And that's not good. How many people have been locked in prison cells on the false say-so of somebody who was making an accusation?
Yeah, in these times, any societal approach we take to it, I think, is going to be pretty violent. I don't have any kids. And I can only imagine the anger and the passion that a parent would have about punishing somebody, stopping somebody from doing something, making sure they never do it again. It's always going to be rough for that sexual offender.
Mm-hmm.
But my answer is probably too pat, but my answer is that the government screws up everything that it tries to do. So if you want to halt some kind of movement, and if you want to make sure something doesn't get done, then just have the government do it for you.
Chris Hartzrell says, my way of creatively ostracizing someone who did that, especially to my child, would involve the town square, surgical instruments, and power tools. Dante P. says, I think an objective age of consent could be found by creating some kind of third-party institution that deals with mental, emotional, and physical preparedness, and you'd likely see individuals actively looking for their partner to be verified by one of these institutions. In the same way, you only want to deal with verified buyers and sellers in a market like eBay. Should someone not be in possession of this verification, you might find yourself in some socially stigmatized hot water as privacy becomes a fleeting commodity in this digital age. Bob Robertson says, legal age or not does not change the fact that non-consensual sex is just that, non-consensual. That's rape, and I don't care what the age is. Statutory rape requires an arbitrary rule that says tomorrow this person is capable of giving consent, but not today, which is absurd. How is it done now in cultures where there are no statutory age of consent? Well, he says that girls learn to say no and mean it, and boys learn to take no for an answer, and everyone goes on living. 855 450 free. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Roberts.
Hey, you know, that's a law in New Hampshire, you know.
What's that?
Well, I mean, testimonial evidence by the victim is not required to be corroborated.
Hmm.
That means that, you know, any Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Jane, or child can get on the stand and say, you raped me, you're going to jail.
Yeah, I think that's That's not right. I think you need
no,
to have some kind of evidence.
Not right at all, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, with the registration, I mean, if you're on that, you're done. You're done for life. You can't build a future for yourself.
You talking about the sex offender registration?
You can't find a place to live. I guess. I mean, I'm not advocating for this, but I guess what I'm saying is that I would rather know that if somebody that was an offender that was out there. I would rather know that they were going to work, you know, that they were able to get a place to live. They're more safer that way than they would be if they were just, you know, living out of a cardboard box or out of a car somewhere, you know.
I think the whole sex offender registry is another really screwed up aspect of all this. And you're right, it doesn't give these people the chance to rebuild the life in any meaningful sense.
Absolutely not. There's a lot of people down in Florida, you know, that they did some kind of a hoopla on TV where these guys that live under a bridge or something like that.
Yeah, because they've been pushed out because of the way the certain laws are written in some states. You have to stay away from, you know, like 1,000 feet away from any playground or school or church, things like that. And so if you start drawing circles around all of these things in any given area, it basically pushes these individuals to the same location, which is in the case you're giving, an under the bridge like in Miami or in a trailer, you know, some creepy trailer park outside of town. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. We're coming up. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce, Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here toll-free. 855-453, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can get interactive with us on the phones. You can also get on the air via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect in that way if you like. You can also, of course, edit the front page of the website. You can go and submit content right to the front page of freetalklive.com. It's one of the places that we usually check before we start the show, see what kind of things you're interested in talking about. Maybe there's a news story that you want to share with us, or some kind of an opinion piece, maybe a YouTube video, whatever you want to put up there.
You put it up. Other listeners can vote on it. You can vote up or down. It's a very easy process. You go to freetalklive.com to get started at doing that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
By the way, the School Sucks podcast is available to you at schoolsucksproject.com. It's a call-in show. They also have a YouTube channel and web community that promotes real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, where you can register for an account, of course, for free, and participate in their forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of their archives, all free at schoolsucksproject.com. We are, I'm sharing the comments from the question that I asked on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm sharing the Facebook comments because that's where we get the most interaction from people. And the question that I'd asked was regards to an age of consent, not having one. If there is no age of consent, then what do you do? How does society handle a situation where a child has been, violated? And I think that if you have a situation where somebody is a victim, then there's an action that can be taken against the victimizer, against the aggressor in that case. There can be a case brought. There can be a decision made. That aggressor would then presumably, in a just society, I think, have to pay restitution to the victim rather than just sitting time off in a jail cell and then getting out and being released back into the world to who knows what sort of problems they would cause at that point. So I think that restitution is an important factor if you actually have a victim. But if the person who's been victimized doesn't believe they're a victim, then what do you do? How does society handle that? So I want to go on with some more of your comments here on our Facebook page. Michael Minto says, I don't have any faith in the government and its laws and rules protecting my children from sexual assault and manipulation by scum. I rely on me. And if some sorry SOB crosses that line, he will not have to worry about his trial with the government as the victim. It will not go that far. Thank God for the ever-burning coal caves of Pennsylvania. Derek Knopf says, know a guy that comes out to the local car meets. He drives a new GTO. He was busted in a Chris Hansen-style sting. You know those To Catch a Predator shows they used to do?
Sure.
It's funny because I thought that's what he was talking about, so I went and I Googled Chris Hansen's name just to confirm that that's what I thought he was saying.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, there's actually a news story from 2011 where Chris Hansen was caught cheating on his wife by a hidden camera.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, they apparently call this man who goes to these car meets pedo goat, and everyone knows. So what he's saying is the word spread, right? So word got around about this person's alleged victim, and they've been ostracizing him. John Ringer says you need to start with the question, in what ways would society be able to creatively define children if there were not a violent monopoly?
Can you repeat that?
This is a good question. Because I had asked, the original question that I had asked was, if there were not an age of consent set by a violent monopoly, in what ways would society be able to creatively ostracize someone for doing indefensible sexual things with children? John says, you need to start with this question. In what ways would society be able to creatively define children if there were not a violent monopoly? How would child be defined? Because right now, child can be considered somebody up to their mid-20s. From what I understand, if you are 24 years old, you still don't have the best driving insurance rates. If you're 21 years or 20 years old, you can't drink. If you're 17 years old, you can't smoke. In some places, you can't have sex at that age either. So there's all these arbitrary ages that the government has created, and there's a certain group of people that they believe that childhood is this thing that should be extended as long as possible. That, your innocence should last forever, as long as you possibly can. And these kind of do-gooder types, these super protective people, don't want children to get into the workforce. They don't want young people to start working. They want to set that minimum age of working later and later and later, and they want to make it more and more difficult. And of course, there are people in unions that certainly don't want young people coming in and taking jobs or whatever, offering their labor for a lower rate. So there's all this pressure to keep young people childlike for a long time. And John Ringer here is asking, well, how would we define children differently if there wasn't a violent monopoly out there to say, this is the age at which you're an adult? Because to me, there are a lot of young people who are mature, and there are older people who are not so mature. Remember, I don't know if you were here, Johnny Ray, for this story, but we talked about a young man who was, I think, like 8 years old when he started his own bow tie business.
Sure, I heard about that story.
Yeah, and he got, like, within a couple years to something like $30,000 in revenue every single year. It might have been profit every single year. And that level of entrepreneurship doesn't tend to exist amongst children, but maybe that's because they're all going to government school and nobody's being encouraged to be an entrepreneur.
So I guess since this 8-year-old kid made this great business selling bow ties, I guess now you're telling me he needs to get married? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm talking generally about the idea of childhood and where it begins and where it ends, and you know, can somebody be childlike in one way but not childlike in another way? I mean, running a business that sells bow ties to consumers worldwide, is that a childlike thing to do?
Not at all.
So, yeah, I think that's an interesting question, is how would the word child be redefined when we don't have a violent monopoly around setting arbitrary ages for things? I love the example that Mark gives. I don't know if it's true, but it sounds believable, that I think it's Ireland or something like that. If you can saddle up to a bar, the bartender's probably going to serve you, unless the bartender has some sort of issue with serving young people. So I think that's an interesting question. If you want to answer that, you're welcome to at 855 450 free. Colin Sleuth says also people would lynch these types of offenders, and then no one would bother prosecuting the lynchers. Again, I don't support violence as a solution, but it's very realistic to believe that would be employed.
Yeah,
in
and
these
one,
cases.
And one thing about this libertarian free for all is that the vigilante types, they would be responsible for what they did, and they would be viewed by society on their own merits. And currently, the way we have it now is society comes together and punishes these people in strange and usually unsatisfying ways, just, you know, keeping them locked up and maybe
with other offenders who might be in similar circumstances. And that can't do good things for people.
Yeah, and everybody's forced to pay for this one particular method of dealing with these sex offenders, and it doesn't work.
Sam Thomas says, I'm pretty sure the current violent government monopoly is largely responsible for shielding sexual predators from the violent minorities who are not short of ideas for creative ostracism. So he's saying that the current system is actually protecting offenders from possible retaliation or retribution from people. Again, I don't support violence. I think that that's not the solution to problems. I think that coming at things from a compassionate perspective is the way to go. But I didn't get any compassionate answers when I asked my question. So it shows you how people feel about this. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. A great way to keep up to date with the show is to go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email so you can get any emails about the most important news about Free Talk Live. Or if you want to be a little bit more granular with your updates, you can follow us via Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and link up with any one of those social bookmarking methods, and that'll help you keep up to date with what's happening during the show. We'll post updates during the program, also during the daytime as well. Just post interesting news and things like that. So go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up to follow us in whatever way you want. Now, privacy is something that takes effort. You, even though the government's document says you have a right to privacy, you don't really. They're going to do whatever they want to do to violate your privacy. And corporations are also very interested in getting your personal information and selling that to other corporations to try to pitch you products. So we live in a world where privacy, it's not there by default. And you have to take steps to make your life more private. One of the ways you can do that online is through ProXPN. Now, ProXPN, now the sponsor of our phone lines here on Free Talk Live, ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go get signed up for their free account, try that out, and then when you're ready, you can use our discount code to get 20% off. I'll give you the code in a moment. But why would you want to do this? Well, ProXPN encrypts all of the data that you send and receive from the Internet and to the Internet. So whether you're surfing online, whether you're doing torrents, whatever it is you're doing online, as soon as it leaves your computer, before it leaves your computer, it's encrypted in 512-bit encryption by ProXPN, then sent over to ProXPN servers. You can choose which server you want if you've got their premium account. You can choose servers worldwide, and then it goes out to the rest of the Internet. So to the sites you're visiting, it looks like you're coming from the location of the ProXPN server. They don't know where you actually are located. So you can obscure your location. You can also get around blocks, Internet blockages, so like workplace or at a school where they have these blocks, or maybe in another country where they have blocks.
I was going to say, what about China?
You can get around Chinese Internet blocks using ProXPN because you're essentially VPN tunneling to the Pro XPN servers. Now, you can do this with Mac, Windows, Linux. They've got apps for Android and iPhone as well. You can use one account on all of your devices. Now, you can only use one at a time, which makes sense because you're only one human being. But it's a great deal. You can get this service for $5 per month if you use our discount codes. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to sign up for the premium account for unlimited bandwidth, for you can use torrents, you can use whatever service you want. When you're ready for premium, use the code FTL20 to save 20% on the lifetime of your account. You can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly. So if you sign up yearly and use code FTL20, you'll get the price down to $5 per month. Now, you can still use that code on the monthly sign-up. It'll be a little bit more expensive, but still, heck of a deal. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL20 when you're ready to sign up. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And Johnny Ray, let's shift gears here and go to the Tea Party poll. Somebody actually did a poll about libertarians and their beliefs about the Tea Party. It seems like they're 2 years too late on this, considering the Tea Party is, I don't know, are they doing anything now? Are there any kind of Tea Party activities still going on in the U.S.?
Not that I know of.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I've never been too interested in the Tea Party movement. I've looked a little bit at some stuff on Wikipedia, for example, that came around in like 2008, 2009. That was when I was coming up to the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tea Party types have always been kind of focused on government and changing it and reforming it. And I don't think there's any such thing is ever going to happen. So I never followed the Tea Partiers.
I took an interest in it in the same way that I took an interest in Occupy, but I took more of an interest in Occupy than the Tea Party. For me, the interest was, here's a group of people that are concerned. They realize there's something wrong. They may be right or wrong, depending on what their solutions are for the problems that they perceive. But at least they perceive there's something wrong, and they feel like there's something they should be doing about it. Whether I think that protesting is a particularly effective way of doing things about it is another issue. But it's something, and I'd rather see people trying something than being apathetic and doing nothing. Certainly, Johnny Ray, you're right. A lot of the solutions they leave a lot to be desired, coming from both occupiers and Tea Partiers, having spent time at both of those types of events. But I think there's value in that if liberty-minded people attend these things, then we can inject ideas of liberty into whatever discussions or speeches, group sessions might be being had, and maybe expand some people's mindset and purview on these issues. So I went to some of the local Tea Party gatherings here, and I was they had an open mic, so I got up and I spoke, and I spoke about ideas of voluntarism and withdrawing consent and things like that, stuff you're probably not going to hear at your typical Tea Party meeting. And so I did have an interest in using the Tea Party as a platform to help spread the ideas of liberty, because I felt like there may be some people who are attending these Tea Parties who may not be dyed-in-the-wool Republicans. There may be what the percentage is, I don't know. But there may have been some people going to these Tea Parties that were looking for these ideas, but they didn't realize it. So that's why I got involved in them. But I certainly don't feel like I can relate to a lot of the Tea Partiers, because I feel like there's some xenophobia going on with some of the Tea Partiers. There's certainly some warmongering going on with some of the Tea Partiers, and these are things that I definitely don't agree with them on. So apparently I'm not alone, though. You've got a study that's been done.
Reuters, Mary Wisniewski. Most U.S. libertarians do not identify with Tea Party. Most American libertarians do not consider themselves part of the conservative Tea Party movement, despite a public perception that the two political groups are linked.
Thank goodness. I mean, there's been a public perception since before the Tea Parties that have said that, oh, you libertarians, you're just conservatives that smoke pot. And that's a bunch of nonsense. There are libertarians who've come from the left. There are libertarians who've come from the right. There are libertarians who've come from not being politically involved or having any kind of opinions, left or right. So I've been saying this for years on Free Talk Live, but the mainstream media continues to conflate libertarians with conservatives, and I find it very offensive.
Understandably so. libertarians who generally support maximizing individual rights and minimizing the role of government differ sharply with the Tea Party and religious conservatives on issues such as abortion and decriminalization of marijuana, according to the survey by the nonpartisan Public Religion Research Institute. And, Ian, the Public Religion Research Institute is responsible for putting out the American Values Survey, which I'm pretty sure I'd heard of before back in, say, presidential electioneering times. I think the American Values Survey. No, you know what? I'm not going to go down any further down that road because I'm shaky on the facts.
Okay.
The American Values Survey in 2013. Well, first of all, the Public Religion Research Institute conducts research at where they say they conduct research at the intersection of religion and public policy. So they'll be going to political events and asking people questions about, you know, policy and religion and so forth.
Gotcha.
Now, the 2013 American Values Survey, I find this fascinating. And it strokes my ego a little bit. The title of the report for the 2013 survey is In Search of Libertarians in America. Hmm. So it's focused on libertarians. And there's a somewhat artistic photograph here of a Jeep, and it's got a license plate on the back that says, it says Liberty.
I'm amazed anybody's done a study on libertarians. I mean, it seems like libertarians are so irrelevant politically that why anyone would pay attention to them, I don't know. Maybe this is an indicator that libertarianism is on the rise.
I think it definitely is. But the funny thing about this photograph is that the Liberty license plate has got a porcupine on it.
Ah! And by the way, that is, for those that don't know, the porcupine is the mascot of the Free State Project, of which Johnny Ray, you and I are members of said Free State Project. We are participants in the Free State Project. Does it appear to be the porcupine from the Free State Project's mascot?
I can't imagine. Yes, it does.
That's excellent. So we'll come back with more here. Is it a New Hampshire license plate?
No.
Uh-huh. We'll come back with more, and you are welcome to share your thoughts. More from the survey here. Are libertarians Tea Partiers? They're saying in this survey, no. And I tend to agree with that. Although there's definitely some crossover when you get into the Venn diagram or whatever. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. 450-FREE. That would be the Pro XPN toll-free lines.
Excellent.
You can join us on those. You can join us on Skype as well. Skype username for you, LRN.FM. So feel free to get in touch with us in the way that you feel is most appropriate. You can also interact on the front page of the site and more. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the program, then we could use your help. If you've got a whole $5 a month that you can send our way through the Free Talk Live AMP program, we're going to give you perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. But that $5 a month for us means a whole lot, because we can take that, combine it in with other people's money, and do things to promote Free Talk Live in a way that would be impossible without your $5 per month. So, for instance, Talkers Magazine is one of the industry publications that's like the most prominent of the radio industry, and specifically the talk radio industry. And we have just recently done an upgrade to our advertisement in Talkers. We used to be kind of along the side. They have a daily email they send out to 20,000 talk professionals every single day. So we used to be along the side in kind of this banner column, and now we are more prominent. We're right underneath the top story. There's a big Free Talk Live banner that appears there. It's going to be every Tuesday, and it's right underneath the top story. So we're not there in the email every day, but we're there less often in a more prominent spot and paying about the same amount per month. So the advertising's there. We can go to industry conventions. We can buy hardware for affiliates, new radio stations coming on board, with the idea being to spread Free Talk Live to new stations and bring new listeners on board so they can experience the ideas of freedom, and they can analyze them and ask questions about them and whatever they want to do. They can interact with the program. There's nobody else doing this to the level that Free Talk Live is. We're on over 125 radio stations so far. Now, we've been at this for a decade. Now what can we do in the next decade? We might be able to get to 300, 400, 500. I don't know, but we can do it with your help, and your $5 makes a big difference. In fact, right now, your $5 will be doubled, because we've got some generous donors who've offered up to $950 per month in matching contributions. So we can hire Daryl, who's our Monday night co-host, to do affiliate relations work, which is what I do during the daytime. I call radio stations every morning. Now Daryl is calling with me, and so now we're calling more stations than I've been able to call by myself. In fact, far more. So he's already started with us, thanks to a generous donator who paid his first month's pay right up front. But we want to raise enough money to keep him on board. So far, we've gotten about $150 per month towards this. And that's after a couple weeks worth of fundraising. So we could use some more. And your, again, your money will be doubled, up to $950 per month total will be available to be doubled. So if you donate $100, that's like donating $200. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is a fantastic resource. It's one of the only real honest shows on the radio, especially when you get into the political sphere, right? Mm-hmm. All of those shows, Rush's show and the rest of them, they all have to do some of these mental, you know, backflips, these gymnastics to be able to keep spouting the party line.
To defend their team.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Free Talk Live goes out there and they tell it straight.
Yep, and if you don't feel like we're telling it straight, the phone lines are open for you. You can call in and call us out. If we've given misinformation, sometimes we just say what we've heard, and that may not necessarily be true. So a lot of times we'll preface it, well, I've heard this, or whatever. But if you feel like there's something that has been misinformed or less than honest, please call in, call us out. I mean, we've certainly been called out in the past and have apologized for making mistakes. We're humans. And so are you. So join in 855-450-FREE, and please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's the best time now, more so than ever, to amp the show, because you can help us out, get that matching funds, which we're not going to get them if you don't put the money up for it. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the matching funds will match one-time contributions as well. So maybe you can't commit for whatever reason to $5-$10 a month, but you've got an extra $10 this month and you want to throw that in, you can do that. That will also be matched, as well as Bitcoin contributions to the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So plenty of ways to help Free Talk Live out financially, and you know, we're not a big budget show. We don't have a really fancy network with a huge advertising budget behind the program. We basically do all of this work with literally a handful of people. So thank you in advance for your assistance. Now, Johnny Ray, we've been talking about the Tea Party. You've got a study here that Reuters is reporting on, and the organization that conducted the study was Public Religion Research Institute?
Exactly. That's it. I looked. The questionnaire is available. It looks like it's about 34 questions, but I didn't really read them, so I can't really speak to that part, that aspect of the story. You know, how well those...
What did you want to share about Tea Partiers and libertarians? What kind of crossover is there, if any?
61% of libertarians do not identify themselves as part of the Tea Party, the survey showed. About 7% of the adult population is consistently libertarian, and that includes 12% of those who describe themselves as Republicans. So Republicans, 12% of these Republicans describe themselves as libertarian in some form or fashion. There's largely agreement on economic issues. The gap is in how libertarians approach social issues, said Robert P. Jones, CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute, which conducts an annual American Values Survey on political and social issues.
Now, to anybody that knows anything about libertarianism, this is not news, but to the average reader of a newspaper, this may be very newsworthy, because most people don't talk about libertarianism. It's a relatively obscure concept still, I think, these days, even though Ron Paul has certainly brought it into the mainstream to some extent. There's no denying that, and there's no denying, I don't think, that libertarianism is more popular now than it's been in my lifetime, that's for sure.
It's way more popular.
But the kind of the classic definition of a libertarian is somebody who is conservative on economic issues and liberal on social issues. Or another way to say that would be that a conservative is libertarian on economic issues and a liberal is libertarian on social issues. And again, we're being very, very generic here. Obviously, there are exceptions to these very generic statements. For instance, plenty of conservatives support taxation if the money goes to the military, and plenty of liberals support drug war. They support support regular wars as well as the drug war. So just because someone calls themselves a liberal or conservative or Republican or Democrat doesn't really mean that they're in any way, shape, or form definable. Whereas a libertarian is supposed to be somebody who believes that force, that the threat of violence and actual violence, is not the solution to solve society's problems. Unfortunately, the term libertarian itself has been watered down a lot over time. One of the reasons for that is because of these conservative people coming into the movement and basically poisoning the liberty movement with their existence. They come in and they they will swear an oath to this statement that if you're going to join the Libertarian Party, for instance, that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That, to me, is a pretty meaningful statement. But other people apparently doesn't mean much to them because they'll sign up for it and then they'll start shifting the Libertarian Party in a more conservative direction. So it's no surprise that there is a conflagration, I guess, between the two where people are confused. They think that one is the other or that Libertarians are just some
I'm going to say it's just a conflation and that a conflagration is a big fire.
You might be right about that. Conflation. Thank you, Johnny Ray. Words are important. So the conflation of those ideas may be because of the conservatives that have been infiltrating the political party for a long time. And that's one of the reasons why I left the Libertarian Party. And that's probably the reason why a lot of these libertarians who were surveyed, 61% of them say they don't feel like they identify with the Tea Party.
Yeah, I think the same thing happened to the Tea Party. You were saying that the Republicans kind of came in and co-opted the libertarians, mm-hmm. and I think the same thing happened with the Tea Party. My limited research of the Tea Party today tells me that it's pretty decentralized.
Tells me it doesn't exist. I mean, what the hell is the Tea Party doing now?
I certainly don't know, but I wouldn't know.
Occupy's dead. The Tea Party's dead. I mean, I don't remember the last time. I think it's probably been at least a year, if not a year and a half, since I've seen a Tea Party in New Hampshire, or at least in the Keene area.
Sure. So you're telling me my story isn't relevant.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. There's still this meme of the Tea Party that's out there. Like, conservative has sort of morphed into the Tea Party. At least that's the way it's portrayed in the news media. The meme or the idea of Tea Party hasn't really dissipated. They'll reference Tea Party in all kinds of news reports about what conservative types are doing. And, this is a Tea Party thing. Well, yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Didn't the mainstream media describe the government shutdown and as kind of a Tea Party? It was like Tea Partiers in Washington, yeah, that were doing it, people with Tea Party sensibilities.
Sure.
Because Tea Party, their big goals were to reduce government spending and reduce government taxing. So that goes right in line with the government shutdown, I guess. Not that the government shutdown did anything like that.
No, of course not. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Good to know that most libertarians do not consider themselves part of the Tea Party. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Update on Obamacare coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.